This is Audible.
Dreamscape presents The Big Book of 30 Day Challenges. 60 Habit-Forming Programs to Live an Infinitely Better Life by Rosanna Casper. Narrated by Rachel Jacobs. Introduction. The Power of the 30 Day Challenge. This is a book of ideas. Ideas to help you explore the things that interest you, build new behaviors, and create healthy habits that stick in the form of 30-day challenges. 30-day challenges are powerful tools for change because they force you to do, or not do, one thing every single day, even if that something is small. In the following pages, you'll find 60 30-day challenge ideas for all aspects of your life, including fitness, food, self-care, mindfulness, productivity, relationships, creativity, and learning that are designed to help you focus on the process of taking action every single day, because the consistency of action is what leads to change. I've spent the past 3 years taking on monthly challenges in a quest to become healthier and more productive, creative, and inspired. From learning the guitar, to writing a novel, to giving up sugar, my successes and failures have given me a priceless education on the power of discipline, self-control, and the development of good habits. I've enjoyed the process immensely, and have learned firsthand that continuous improvement and the commitment to investing in yourself pay dividends. It's why I keep taking on new challenges, and it's why I hope you give them a shot too. How to follow through on a 30-day challenge. 30-day challenges begin and end with commitment. A commitment to do something every single day, whether you want to or not. It's not an easy thing to do. Over the years, through dozens of challenges and countless hours spent studying the psychology of habits, willpower, and behavior change, I've learned a few key strategies that have helped me maximize my chances of success and stay committed. Do one thing at a time. Do not attempt a 360-degree reinvention. Too many decisions are mentally exhausting, and you won't have the willpower to keep it all up. So, if you're taking on a fitness challenge, don't try to give up sugar at the same time. Focus on fitness and nothing else. Decide in advance and schedule it. Decide exactly what you are going to do. Yoga classes at the studio. And for how long? Every day for the month of August. The more specific you can get about where, when, and how you will take action, the more likely you are to follow through. Make it public. Public commitment holds you accountable. So share your goal on Facebook, talk about it with friends, and participate in online communities. Seek help. This can come in the form of courses, books, apps, and websites that can help in areas where your skills are lacking. Don't be afraid to ask for help from people you trust and respect who can provide you with support and encouragement. Tweak your environment. How can you remove temptation and outsmart yourself so that bad decisions become harder to make? From putting your alarm clock on the other side of the room, to laying out your workout clothes, to throwing out your junk food, create an environment that makes it easy to stay committed to your challenge. Make contingency plans. What will you do when you're traveling, sick, going to a party, unmotivated, or having a bad day? Decide what kind of action you will take when you encounter the inevitable tough moments. Use visual cues. Photographs, inspirational quotes, your goal printed out in large letters, or a calendar with a checkbox next to every day that you've completed your challenge serve as constant and compelling reminders of what you're working toward. Measure your progress. Tracking your results will help you stay focused, motivated, and more aware of what's working and what isn't. Just because you screw up doesn't mean you should quit. Failing doesn't make you a failure. If you mess up, don't internalize the setback and use it as permission to give up. Learn from the experience and keep going. Remove "I can't because" from your vocabulary. This might be the most important tip of all. So many people underestimate how much they can accomplish in a short amount of time. It's our nature to focus on why we can't and shouldn't do hard things. I don't have the time. I don't have what it takes. I couldn't possibly do that. But in order to grow, change, and evolve, we have to do hard things. We can't avoid discomfort, and it does us no good to shield ourselves from it. So instead of telling yourself, "I can't because," take advice from Adam Morgan, author of A Beautiful Constraint, and say, "I can if." The if forces you to change your mindset and focus on better, more constructive questions. I can write a book if I wake up 30 minutes earlier every morning. I can learn the guitar if I practice before I go to bed. Change is hard, but it's not impossible. You just have to take the first step. So think about something you've wanted to change or try. Give it a shot and see what happens. Besides, you can do anything for 30 days, right? How to use this book. There's no one-size-fits-all solution for self-improvement. We all come with unique strengths, weaknesses, backgrounds, and motivations, and a successful challenge for you won't necessarily produce the same great results for the next person. That's why these challenges are simple, short, and easy to digest and modify. I encourage you to think of this as a recipe book. Skim through and skip around. Pick challenges that interest you and find the strategies that serve you best. Tweak them and begin to piece together your own recipe for change. Finally, know your body and your limitations. Please consult with your doctor or healthcare professional before starting any new diet or exercise program. Fitness. 1. Run every day. Exercise is the number one habit people want to build and maintain, and running is one of the most popular ways to stay fit. It's easy to see why. Running is flexible and accessible. With a pair of shoes, you can go wherever you want, whenever you want, and as fast or slow as your body allows. The sport offers something for everyone, from beginners looking to complete their first mile, to the recreational athletes who run to stay fit, to distance runners in search of a faster time. The rules. The goal of this challenge is to build a 30-day running streak where the only rule is to run every single day. You don't have to go fast or far. You simply need to lace up your shoes and get out the door. Tips. Start small. If you're a novice, set a goal to run for 10 minutes or 1 mile. That's it. A short run is better than none at all. Schedule your runs. What time will you run today? Where will you go and for how long? Pre-plan the days, times, running route, and playlist, and post your schedule where you can see it on a regular basis. Make it easy to get up and out. Lay out your clothes, headphones, and water, and place your running shoes by the door. Keep a running log to keep track of time, distance, routes, and any personal reflections. Get support. Run with a friend or join a running club. Surround yourself with people who can motivate and support you and hold you accountable. Have a bad weather and a bad day plan. Decide how you'll get your run in, if it's raining or snowing, if you're traveling, busy, unmotivated, or not feeling 100%. Make it fun. Put a great playlist together. Listen to an audiobook. Run with friends. Explore new places and enjoy the beautiful outdoor scenery. Reward yourself. Right after you run, treat yourself to something you enjoy, like a hot shower, a cold smoothie, or a strong cup of coffee. 2. 30 days of exercise. You should come play tennis with me, my sister said to me at a party one evening. Sounds fun. I'd love to do that, I replied. How about Thursday? A group of us are playing at 9. Oh, Thursday? I don't know. My sister cut me off before I could finish my sentence. You need to stop making excuses about working out, she said sternly. Ouch. She was right. I'd been making loads of excuses for months, which is sad because I used to love working out. I used to be so committed and strong. If I were on vacation, I'd find a gym, a park, or some stairs. But since baby number 3 came along, exercise had become a chore, an afterthought. I decided then and there to toughen up and get moving. And I did. The rules. You must exercise every day for 30 days. With this challenge, there are no time limits or intensity requirements, no rules on what type of workouts to do or where. There's no worrying about pounds lost or strength gained. Your only job is to show up so that the behavior of exercise becomes habitual. How I rediscovered the exercise habit. I'm self-aware enough to know 2 things. First, I cannot trust myself to complete a workout on my own. Second, I cannot put myself in a position where I'm scrambling for a workout at the last minute. I need other people to tell me what to do, where the only decision I'm responsible for is the one to show up. So, I signed up for classes, recruited friends to work out with me, and asked my sister to be my accountability partner for the month. These were key to staying on track. In the end, I did play tennis with my sister. I loved it so much. I went back again and again and again. By the end of the month, I'd fallen into a routine of tennis, Bikram yoga, high-intensity interval training, and long, leisurely walks. I pushed myself and worked out hard, even when I didn't have to. Most importantly, I found myself hooked once again. Tips. Plan 7 days of workouts in advance. Better yet, sign up for and prepay for classes. If you must exercise on your own, write your workouts down and send them to a friend or trainer for approval. Set financial stakes. They are a great way to stay motivated. For my challenge, I created a commitment contract on stickk.com, where for 4 weeks, I had to exercise 7 days per week with my exercises refereed by my sister. If I missed a workout, I'd have to give $50 to the NRA, which I really didn't want to do. Don't forget to make it fun. Go for hikes and long walks. Call a friend or download entertaining podcasts or audiobooks. 3. Train for a 5-minute plank. The plank is a static exercise that works the core, shoulders, arms, and glute muscles. It's one of the best exercises for core and upper body strength, posture, and stability. This month, you will train to hold a 5-minute plank, which is no easy feat. It will not only require you to build up your physical strength and endurance, but your mental strength and endurance as well. The rules. Every day, follow this 5-minute plank training schedule, which won't take more than 10 to 15 minutes per day. Day 1. Plank for 20 seconds, then side plank for 20 seconds per side, and finally, 2 sets of 15-second leg lifts. Day 2. Increase the plank duration to 30 seconds, then 2 sets of scissor kicks for 20 seconds, followed by 2 sets of flutter kicks for 20 seconds. Day 3. Start with the plank, then move on to the leg lifts, and finish with flutter kicks. Day 4. Increase the plank duration to 45 seconds, then leg lifts and scissor kicks. Day 5. Plank. Day 6. Rest. Day 7. Increase the plank duration to 1 minute, then side plank for 30 seconds per side, and finally, 2 sets of 20-second leg lifts. Day 8. Increase the plank duration to 1 minute and 15 seconds, then 2 sets of scissor kicks for 30 seconds, followed by 2 sets of flutter kicks for 30 seconds. Day 9. Increase the plank to 1 minute and 30 seconds, then move on to leg lifts and finish with flutter kicks. Day 10. Increase the plank duration to 1 minute and 45 seconds, then side planks and scissor kicks. Day 11. Plank for 1 minute and 30 seconds. Day 12. Rest. Day 13. Increase the plank duration to 2 minutes, then side plank for 45 seconds per side, and finally, 3 sets of 15-second leg lifts. Day 14. Increase the plank duration to 2 minutes and 15 seconds, then scissor kicks, followed by 3 sets of flutter kicks for 30 seconds. Day 15. Increase the plank to 2 minutes and 30 seconds, then move on to leg lifts and finish with flutter kicks. Day 16. Increase the plank duration to 2 minutes and 45 seconds, then side planks and scissor kicks. Day 17. Plank for 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Day 18. Rest. Day 19. Increase the plank duration to 3 minutes, then side plank for 1 minute per side, and finally, 2 sets of 20-second leg lifts. Day 20. Plank for 3 minutes and 15 seconds, followed by 2 sets of 30-second scissor kicks and 3 sets of 30-second flutter kicks. Day 21. Plank for 3 minutes and 30 seconds, then move on to leg lifts, then decrease to 2 sets of 30-second flutter kicks. Day 22. Increase the plank duration to 3 minutes and 45 seconds, then side planks and scissor kicks. Day 23. Plank for 3 minutes and 30 seconds. Day 24. Rest. Day 25. Increase the plank duration to 4 minutes, then side plank, and finally, leg lifts. Day 26. Increase the plank duration to 4 minutes and 15 seconds, then 2 sets of 45-second scissor kicks, followed by 3 sets of 30-second flutter kicks. Day 27. Increase the plank to 4 minutes and 30 seconds. Then move on to leg lifts. Then decrease to 2 sets of 30-second flutter kicks. Day 28. Increase the plank duration to 4 minutes and 45 seconds. Then side planks and scissor kicks. Day 29. Rest. Day 30. Plank for 5 minutes. How to plank. Start by getting into the push-up position on the floor. Now bend your elbows 90 degrees and rest your weight on your forearms. To plank properly, the spine must be aligned in a neutral position, with your glute muscles squeezed, core tight, shoulders and forearms parallel to each other, and palms facing down. In other words, if you're planking correctly, every part of your body is working, and every part of your body is hurting. Tips. Put together a 5-minute playlist of music that you love. Find a mantra to repeat. Create mini milestones that break down the plank into chunks. For example, focus on making it through the next minute or the end of the song. Enlist a friend or friends to join the challenge or to cheer you while you are training. Believe in yourself and have confidence that you can do it. If you want to read about my 15-minute plank challenge, go to hackarella.com/30daybook. 4. 30 days of yoga. Humans have been practicing yoga for thousands of years. This low-impact mind-body workout comes in many forms, styles, and levels of difficulty, and the benefits are vast. Beyond developing strong, toned muscles and improved flexibility and posture, yoga has the power to calm the mind and relieve stress. So, it's time to grab your yoga mat and get practicing. Your body and your spirit will thank you for it. The rules. Whether you sign up for a month-long package at a local yoga studio or practice at home with a video, commit to a 30-day yoga practice. Tips. Pay for group classes in advance, especially if you're the type of person who needs structure and accountability. Most local studios offer wonderful introductory 30-day packages. There are so many benefits to this. People motivate and encourage each other. Instructors listen to the vibe of the class and offer personal attention to form and posture. You are much more likely to attend class when you make the decision in advance. If you know you'll be charged a penalty for missing class, you'll almost always show up. Variation. Pilates or bar classes are wonderful alternatives and provide an equally challenging, low-impact exercise. 5. Walk 10,000 steps. I love this challenge because of its simplicity. Walking has so many benefits. It not only forces you out of the habit of sitting for extended periods of time, it also burns calories, gets ideas flowing, and lifts your spirits. 10,000 steps translates into approximately 5 miles, which is more or less twice what the average person walks each day. The American Heart Association, the World Health Organization, and the Fitbits of the world use 10,000 steps as a baseline for what you should aim for each day. So, get outside and walk. Breathe fresh air, and enjoy the sun on your skin. The rules. Walk 10,000 steps every day. Tips. Count your steps. Wear an activity tracker or download a pedometer app on your phone. ditch the conference room and coffee catch-up. You're less likely to get distracted by your phone and computer if you're walking, which will lead to a more focused and productive conversation. Walk and talk on the phone. Grab your headsets, head outside, and catch up with an old friend or colleague, or better yet, call your mom. Walk and learn something new with an audiobook or a podcast. You'd be surprised at how much you can gain from even 20 minutes a day of walking education. Take the farthest parking spot and walk to your destination. Walk to work, school, or to events and activities. Take the stairs instead of the elevator. Recommended activity trackers. Fitbit, from $59.95. Apple Watch, from $269. Steps, with a Z, pedometer and step counter app, free. Pacer pedometer, free. 6. 10 minutes of stretching. I often watch my kids with envy as they do handstands and cartwheels, swing on monkey bars, and hang on tree branches. They move so freely. I, on the other hand, feel increasingly stiff and achy when I get out of bed in the morning. For many of us, years of not moving properly on a regular basis, thanks to spending so much time sitting at a desk, behind the wheel or on the couch, have resulted in limited flexibility and mobility, as well as muscle imbalance. Our joints can't go through a full range of motion the way they used to. Squatting deeply to the ground or straightening our arms and clasping our hands above and behind our heads can be a challenge. A proper stretching routine of only 10 to 15 minutes offers many benefits, including increased range of motion, improved athletic performance, and decreased risk of injury and pain. The rules. Stretch for 10 minutes every day. Recommended stretches. Hold each stretch for 60 to 90 seconds. Pigeon. Bench hamstring. Child's pose. Forward fold. Wall quad stretch. Lean your back foot against a wall for extra resistance. Squat with arms overhead. Wall chest stretch. Keep your back arm against a wall for added resistance. Tips. Decide where and when you'll stretch and aim to do it at the same time in the same place every day. Pair the stretching with another activity you enjoy. It will help pass the time, especially if you find stretching boring. For example, listen to music or an audiobook. Watch a television show or YouTube videos. Raise the stakes and allow yourself to do these enjoyable activities only while you are stretching. If you're looking to turn stretching into something meditative, focus on the spot in your muscle where you feel tension and breathe into it. Imagine your breath flowing into it while the muscles loosen up. 7. The stairs workout. Want a great muscle-building, heart-pumping, calorie-busting workout? Take the stairs. The act of climbing and lifting your body upward builds your quadriceps, glutes, hamstrings, and calves, all of which are large muscle groups. And you can confirm this after day one of this challenge, because all of these muscles will hurt, I promise. Stairs are everywhere. Office buildings, apartment complexes, shopping malls, schools. And best of all, they're free to use. The rules. Find a good, old-fashioned set of stairs. Make sure they're dry, sturdy, and have at least 2 flights of approximately 12 steps. 1. Warm up. Begin with a 3 to 5 minute dynamic warm-up of high knees, squats, and jumping jacks. Immediately proceed into the workout. 2. Climb. Depending on your fitness level, walk, jog, or walk 2 steps at a time up the stairs. 3. Break your workout into sets. Climb 2 to 4 flights of stairs, depending on your fitness level, then walk down the stairs and rest for 1 to 2 minutes. 4. Always walk down the stairs. You might be sprinting your way up the stairs, but always walk down. Week 1. Climb the Empire State Building, 87 flights. Day 1. 14 flights. Day 2. 14 flights. Day 3. 14 flights. Day 4. 15 flights. Day 5. 15 flights. Day 6. 15 flights. Day 7. Rest. Week 2. Climb 1 World Trade Center, 104 flights. Day 8, 17 flights. Day 9, 17 flights. Day 10, 18 flights. Day 11, 15 flights. Day 12, 18 flights. Day 13, 19 flights. Day 14, rest. Week 3. Climb Shanghai Tower, 129 flights. Day 15, 21 flights. Day 16, 22 flights. Day 17, 22 flights. Day 18, 18 flights. Day 19, 23 flights. Day 20, 23 flights. Day 21, rest. Week 4/5. Climb Burj Khalifa, the tallest building in the world. 163 flights. Day 22. 21 flights. Day 23. 22 flights. Day 24. 14 flights. Day 25. 22 flights. Day 26. Rest. Day 27. 23 flights. Day 28, 23 flights. Day 29, 20 flights. Day 30, 18 flights. Tips: avoid this exercise if you have any knee pain. If you don't have access to a set of stairs, hop on the Stairmaster and aim to complete the same number of flights each day. Do something active on your rest day. A walk, a hike, some stretching, foam rolling, or a yoga class. Every time you have the opportunity to take the stairs, especially if it's just a flight or two, take them. Food. 8. 30 days without added sugar. Sugar is a carbohydrate that gives our bodies energy and provides fuel for our cells. It's made up of glucose, fructose, fruit sugar, sucrose, from cane or beet sugar, galactose, and other oses. In nature, fructose is rare, found mostly in seasonal fruits and some vegetables. And because sugar was scarce in the days of hunters and gatherers, its presence triggered a reward center in the brain. In other words, we're genetically programmed to like sugar. Food scientists and marketers have figured out ways to add sugar into practically everything, making our food cheap, delicious, and very, very addicting. And because sugar is a food that doesn't make us feel full, we eat more than we should. The sugar is stored as fat that can lead to weight gain, fatigue, obesity, brain fog, and cardiovascular issues. Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar per day. And with 70% of Americans overweight and 30% obese, sugar is at the forefront of the food and health conversation. The general consensus? We all need to cut back on sugar. The rules. For the next 30 days, eliminate all refined sugars along with artificial and natural sweeteners. Anything that contains added sugar of any kind is off limits, so be sure to read labels, study ingredients, and look for anything that might be disguised as sugar, such as agave nectar, barley malt, cane juice, coconut palm sugar, dextrin, dextrose, fructose, maltodextrin, molasses, muscovado, and rice syrup. Also, watch out for foods that contain sugar, such as ketchup, barbecue sauce, sports drinks, applesauce, salad dressing, fruit yogurt, granola, soda, energy drinks, breakfast cereals, stevia, honey, maple syrup, and more. What about fruit? Technically speaking, fresh fruit contains plenty of sugar in the form of fructose. If you make a fresh fruit smoothie, you can easily consume 35 grams of sugar. On the other hand, fruit has fiber and plenty of beneficial nutrients. If you choose to eat fruit in this challenge, limit yourself to no more than 1 to 2 cups per day. Tips. Focus only on sugar and keep everything else consistent. 30 days without sugar will be challenging enough. Get rid of all the junk food in your home, car, purse, and at work. Do not give yourself an easy opportunity to cheat by having sugary foods accessible. Instead, stock up on plenty of healthy breakfasts, lunches, dinners, and snacks. Expect sugar cravings and withdrawals. You will likely feel irritable for a few days, so be sure to mentally prepare yourself and perhaps even treat yourself to something enjoyable. Alternatives. If you're not keen on giving up all sugar for 30 days, consider giving up one of the following: caffeine, alcohol, soda, snacks, gluten, dairy, fast food, soy, eggs. 9. Give up meat. There are many reasons to try a meat-free challenge. Maybe you want to reduce or eliminate your consumption of meat for ethical reasons. Maybe you want to improve your overall health by incorporating more plant-based foods into your diet. Or perhaps you simply want to experiment with new recipes, flavors, and foods that do not revolve around animal protein. The rules. Go vegetarian for 30 days. Commit to not eating any animal flesh, including beef, chicken, fish, pork, and lamb. If you want to take it a step further and go vegan, eliminate any products derived from animals, including eggs, butter, milk, and other dairy products. Tips. Plan and shop for your meals in advance. Before you begin, have a week's worth of meals planned and groceries purchased. Experiment with bold flavors, spices, and sauces. Think of this challenge as a way to expand rather than limit your palate. Consider a meal delivery service. Companies like Blue Apron, Purple Carrot, and HelloFresh deliver pre-measured ingredients and recipes straight to your door for you to cook, and they offer vegetarian options. Don't forget about protein. Non-meat sources of protein include quinoa, tofu, rice, beans, chia seeds, hemp seeds, Ezekiel bread, eggs, hummus, spinach, artichokes, and peas. Ask for substitutions at restaurants. Most will gladly accommodate your request. Get support. There are a plethora of blogs, forums, and communities that provide recipe ideas, shopping lists, and motivation. Better yet, do the challenge with your partner, a family member, or a friend. Recommended books and websites. How to Cook Everything Vegetarian by Mark Bittman. The Oh She Glows Cookbook, Over 100 Vegan Recipes to Glow from the Inside Out by Angela Lydon. Nom Nom Paleo. nomnompaleo.com/category/special-diets/vegetarian. 10. Eat 7 to 9 cups of fruits and vegetables each day. This food challenge is not about removing foods from your diet, but adding the right things to it. I took on this challenge and adapted the rules below after reading The Walls Protocol, a radical new way to treat all chronic autoimmune conditions using paleo principles by Dr. Terry Walls, who beat progressive multiple sclerosis with diet and functional medicine. The food we eat fuels the trillions of cells that live in the body with vitamins, minerals, and nutrients. They create the energy needed to keep the body functioning and protected against environmental toxins and other harmful things around us. And yet, the majority of us don't consume nearly enough fruits and vegetables to keep our bodies functioning at an optimal level. I had to more than triple my daily vegetable intake, a task that proved far more challenging than I had anticipated. I realized that it's not enough to swear off bread and ice cream. We have to put the right things into our bodies. The rules. Eat 7 to 9 cups of fruits and vegetables every day. Vary the types of fruits and vegetables you eat, including leafy green vegetables such as kale, collards, chard, spinach, and lettuce. Colorful fruits and vegetables, the more colors the better, such as berries, peaches, citrus, beets, and carrots. Sulfur-rich vegetables such as cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, onions, garlic, mushrooms, and asparagus. Tips. Shop frequently. You'll need a lot of space for your leafy greens and the vast variety of fruits and vegetables you'll be consuming. Make soups, purees, and smoothies. They're easier to consume, especially if you don't like the texture of vegetables. You can also use vegetable purees as sauces or toppings. Make a big, colorful chopped salad. I like to chop my leafy greens and colorful vegetables and mix them together in a large bowl. Over the next day or two, I'll grab handfuls of greens to either make a salad or a smoothie. Invest in a spiralizer and turn your vegetables into noodles. From squash to zucchini, carrots to beets, the options are vast. You can also buy pre-spiralized veggies at Whole Foods Market. Eat vegetables at breakfast. Whether you make a green smoothie, add spinach to your morning omelet, or add broccoli to your bacon and egg platter, you'll need to incorporate greens into every single meal. Eat your veggies first, then allow yourself to eat whatever else you want. Don't make the mistake of filling up with pasta or meat first. Have fun with new recipes. See Challenge 9's recommended books and websites. 11. The Elimination Diet. My very first 30-day challenge was an ambitious one. An elimination diet. Will cutting out certain foods from my diet make me feel any different? I asked myself in that first post on my blog, Hackerella. I proceeded to remove all unhealthy and inflammatory foods from my diet, including gluten, dairy, sugar, soy, grains, and alcohol, for 30 days. Then, I slowly added them back in, one at a time, to understand which foods my body was sensitive to. The answer to my question, not surprisingly, was yes. I felt and continue to feel stronger and more energetic every time I eat clean for long stretches of time. My allergies go away. I snack less and sleep better. And I don't get sick. When I don't watch what I eat, on the other hand, I'm not as strong and energetic. I catch every single cold my children come home with. This challenge will certainly be difficult, and you'll likely experience some fatigue, achiness, and irritability in your first few days as your body and brain adjust to your new food regimen. But give it a shot. Stick with it, and see how you feel at the end. You will absolutely notice a difference. The rules. For the next 30 days, do not eat or drink dairy, except for butter and ghee, added sugar or artificial sweeteners, alcohol, soda or fruit juice, grains, including all pastas, wheat, and rice, legumes, anything processed or artificial. Do eat plenty of real whole foods, including meat, seafood, poultry, eggs, vegetables, more vegetables, fruit, but not too much, and healthy fats. Eat as much as you want. Tips. Plan your meals in advance. Before you start, have your first week of meals planned and your groceries purchased. Keep it simple. Choose meals that are easy to prepare, especially at first, and always make enough for leftovers. Get rid of all forbidden foods. Stock up on healthy proteins, fruits, vegetables, and fats, and keep diet-approved snacks on hand at home, in your car, and at work. Plan ahead for meals you don't prepare yourself. Make contingency plans and create if-then scenarios for any challenging situations, such as a business dinner, work trip, birthday party, or wedding. If you dine out, study the menu in advance and ask questions. What's in that sauce? Is there sugar in the salad dressing? What kind of oil was that cooked in? There's no cream in that, right? Do it with a friend. It's hard to embark on a diet like this alone, so partner up. Get support from family, friends, and coworkers. 12. Intermittent fasting. Intermittent fasting is not so much a diet as it is an eating schedule that has gained popularity in recent years. Even Hugh Jackman used it to prepare for his role in Wolverine, where you consume your calories during a specific window of time, for example, between 12 noon and 8 p.m. For the remaining 16 hours, you fast. We've all heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, or that we should aim to eat 6 small meals per day for optimal health. But studies are showing that intermittent fasting can promote weight loss, aid in insulin sensitivity, and improve brain function. By eating within a shorter time frame, you not only consume fewer calories, you also teach your body to use food more efficiently. Because you're not constantly putting calories into your system, the body turns to the fat being stored as its source of energy. The rules. For the next 30 days, select an eating window that is 7 to 11 hours long. I recommend beginning with a 10 to 11 hour window and then adjusting accordingly. For example, eat between 9 a.m. and 8 p.m. for an 11 hour eating window, or between 12 p.m. and 7 p.m. for a 7-hour eating window. Before fasting, talk to your doctor. Do not attempt this challenge if you are pregnant, nursing, or under 18 years of age. If you are taking any medications, consult with your doctor. Recommended viewing. Video. Why Fasting Bolsters Brain Power. Mark Mattson at TEDx, Johns Hopkins University. www.youtube.com/watch?v=4ukzawkoc8. Video. Dr. Sachin Panda on time-restricted feeding and its effects on obesity, muscle mass, and heart health. www.youtube.com/watch?v=r-eqjdq2nu. 13. Drink 8 to 10 glasses of water a day. Drink more water. It's the easiest and most natural thing to do. But for many, drinking water is a chore. We can all benefit from drinking more water. Aside from improving energy, digestion, our skin, and our general health, drinking more water can help us lose weight. Drink extra water, and maybe you'll drink less soda or fruit juice. You might feel full from the H2O, making you less hungry. This challenge is great for beginners looking to make habit modifications because it does not require a lifestyle change or ask you to give anything up, spend money, or commit more than a few minutes of your time through the day. It does, however, force you to do that one small thing every day, throughout the day. Drink water. The rules. The title of this challenge says to drink 8 to 10 glasses, 64 to 80 fluid ounces per day. But the fact is, how much water you should drink depends on a lot of factors, such as your age, body size, activity level, environment, diet, and general health. Do you live in a hot environment? Do you work outside or sit at an office? How vigorously do you exercise? The 8 glasses of water recommendation is merely a starting point. Decide what your daily goal will be. I aim for 80 fluid ounces or about 10 glasses and adjust as necessary. Tips. Use existing habits as a trigger for drinking water. For example, drink a glass of water as soon as you wake up in the morning and keep a full glass on your nightstand, after you brush your teeth, before you sit down for a meal, before you go to bed. Keep a water bottle with you at all times. If you have a 16-ounce bottle, commit to refilling it 4 to 5 times throughout the day. Don't force yourself to chug water. Drink until you're satisfied. Download an app to track your water intake. You can also set reminders on your phone. If you're into gadgets, invest in a high-tech water bottle, which has a sensor inside to keep track of how much water you drink. The bottle also syncs to an app on a smartphone via Bluetooth. Infuse your water with flavor, like cucumber, lemons, berries, citrus, and mint. Enjoy mineral or sparkling water. It counts. Keep track of how you feel now that your water intake has increased. Are you sleeping better? Has your skin improved? Do you feel more focused or energetic? How is your digestion? Don't go overboard. Overhydration can have some serious health consequences. Recommended apps and products. Waterlogged app. Water drink reminder app. Hydrate Spark water bottle. About $50. H2O Pal Smart Bottle Hydration Tracker. About $100. 14. Eat a healthy breakfast every morning. A lot of people skip breakfast. Some do it intentionally. Their bodies work better when they eat 1 or 2 meals per day. See Challenge 12, Intermittent Fasting. But many others skip the meal because making a nutritious breakfast is more trouble than it's worth. As a result, they resort to high-sugar, high-carb foods. If you're someone who needs to rethink the way you fuel yourself and your family in the morning, consider giving this challenge a shot. The rules. Don't make sugar the first thing you introduce to your body in the morning. Begin your day with protein, fiber, and even some veggies and fat. You'll feel full, more energetic, and better knowing that you started off your day on a positive note. Ideas for breakfast include eggs. Egg and veggie scrambles are easy to whip up and very satisfying. Bacon, smoked salmon, grass-fed hot dogs or chicken sausages, avocado, lentils or other legumes, leftover veggies. Tips: plan your breakfasts and shop in advance. Wake up 15 minutes earlier to allow yourself time to prepare a healthy meal. Eat the same thing over and over again. There's no need to prepare something fancy every day. Enjoy leftovers for breakfast, especially if the leftovers include some sort of protein and veggie. Include the whole family and take turns preparing breakfast. 15. Daily green smoothie. If you're like me and have a hard time eating large amounts of kale, spinach, and other leafy greens day after day, smoothies can be a great way to pack a bunch of vitamins, minerals, and enzymes into one easy-to-gulp-down drink. I've found green, and sometimes brown, smoothies to be an easy and delicious way to enjoy fresh veggies and fruits on a regular basis. The rules: every day, make yourself a green, aka vegetable-based, smoothie. A good, high-powered blender will demolish everything you put into it, giving the smoothie a nice, thick texture. And it might even make you, or at least your kids, forget that you're eating vegetables. Shopping list: leafy green vegetables, kale, spinach, chard, lettuce. Other vegetables: cucumber, celery, purple cabbage, bell peppers, tomato. Fruit: fresh or frozen berries, mangoes, pineapple, bananas, grapes, pears, oranges. Liquid: almond, coconut or other non-dairy milk, coconut water, water. Supplements: protein powder, hemp seeds, chia seeds, spirulina. Healthy fats: avocado, nut butter, butter, ghee, coconut oil. Flavoring: parsley, lemon, lime, cayenne pepper. The simple green smoothie: 2 to 3 large handfuls raw leafy greens, chopped, stems removed. 2 cups liquid. 1 cup fresh or frozen fruit. Optional: half banana for sweetness. Optional: ice cubes, since warm smoothies rarely taste good. Use this smoothie recipe as a starting point and experiment with different kinds of grains, veggies, fruits, and fats. For beginners and kids, I recommend starting with a 2-to-1 or even 3-to-1 ratio of fruits to veggies. It gives you time to adjust to the taste and texture of the dark leafy greens in your drink. As you refine your smoothie-making skills, adjust your ratios and include more greens and less fruit. Tip: wash and prepare your veggies the night before. I like to chop up my greens as well as peppers, purple cabbage, and carrots, and toss them together in a large bowl to store in my refrigerator for a few days, which makes smoothie making infinitely easier and less time-consuming. 16. Eat 3 home-cooked meals a day. One of the best ways to improve your diet is to eat real, home-cooked meals. Cooking every day will require quite a bit of preparation, planning, and discipline. But it's an activity that, for many, is immensely enjoyable and therapeutic, not to mention economical. The rules: eat 3 home-cooked meals a day, every day, for the next 30 days. No takeout or microwave dinners. No restaurants. No pre-made grocery store meals. Tips: clear out your calendar. You'll likely have to say no to a few, but not all, social gatherings and shift your travel schedule around to make this challenge successful. Plan your meals in advance. At the beginning of the month or each week, go through your recipes